This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tensions continue at companies around the country, with pressure from many employees and customers for their CEOs to take a firm public stance on the Trump administration's decision to bar people from 7 North African and Middle Eastern countries. At the same time, companies may have to do business with the Trump administration. Some technology executives have been especially outspoken in their opposition to the new border policies. Some say they are looking at expanding their operations overseas in response. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Amit Kumar is a naturalized U.S. citizen from India. He's also CEO and founder of Trimian, a Silicon Valley software company. Kumar says President Trump's executive order on Friday changed tech executives' thinking about expanding in the U.S. overnight.
I don't think any of us on Thursday was thinking that we should reconsider where we grow our teams, and on Saturday we were.
Kumar says other tech executives are now leaning more toward filling their overseas offices with new workers, avoiding the U.S. travel ban. Susan Lamott is CEO of the HR consulting firm Exaquio. She wouldn't be surprised if her tech clients turned overseas, sending this message.
Look, if you're going to handicap our ability to bring talent here, then we're going to have to go elsewhere.
Amit Kumar says the big problem for him now is uncertainty about Trump's next moves on immigration. He says that makes it hard to know what to do. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.